still thrilled that on a whim I just put that song together because we just needed a theme. That's just the theme now.
But you know what? I have another little jingle, little theme. See, we're just two dudes watching girls, but there ain't no way we're gonna be number one in the world. Now don't be sad. Being number three ain't bad. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Did you actually write this before the show?
Yeah, I thought of it before the show.
That's amazing. I thought that was going to be like a runaway train, and then you had like a finish and everything.
Bro, come on, man. What do you take me for?
Yeah. What Denny,
you're not giving me enough credit over here.
What Denny, of course, is referring to is on Podomatic in TV and film category, we are the number three podcast.
Number three. Like I said, you know, we ain't never going to, you know, be number one, but, you know, number three ain't bad, you know.
We're also the two accounts ahead of us are paid accounts. We're a free account, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. So
we're the number one free.
Free account in TV and film, yeah. We're just dishing out asterisks like crazy here, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm taking it. Yeah, we're a couple of Chris Benoit. Oh, never mind. But thank you to all listeners. Thank you for everybody. Your comments on Reddit, the responses that you've had. It's great. It's good to know that something that we kind of just did on a whim, threw it together, and it's so enjoyed so many people.
We want to give back too. So if you if you would like to win a beautiful pair of pink tweaked audio earbuds, just send us any kind of message. You can send us an email at I think the email address for the show is girls@m2j.us. I think that was the one I set up. Mm-hmm. You could just tweet us.
Pretty simple.
Tweeting us is even easier. I mean, everybody has Twitter, right? Who doesn't have Twitter?
Tweet.
Barack Obama has Twitter. You should too. And you can tweet
The Barack Alabama has a Twitter, then you must tweet us.
Right. You can hit me at M2J or this guy at Denny Lugs with a Z.
Mm-hmm. You know, like Denny Lugs with a Z, not to be confused with an S.
Yeah. Like Denny, like not lugs the verbs, like he lugs lumber, but like lugs like the shoes, the noun.
The shoes that no one knows about anymore.
Are they really like they're gone? Like no one wears them?
No, they're still lugs. You know what's funny? I mean, I hate to talk about it on this show, but I was watching WrestleMania 17, and Perry Saturn comes out with a lugs T-shirt on.
Wow, that's just shameless shilling right there.
2001.
But anyway, this is Two Dudes Watch Girls. We are the two dudes, and what do? We watch girls. And
we watch the girls.
This week was episode 9 of the third season, simply titled Flow. Who?
I just want to say that you are a liar, sir.
No, I am not.
I'm going to call you out on your lying, because last week you said there were only two episodes left.
Yes.
And when this episode ended, it said only three episodes
right,
left. So there were, in fact, four left.
I was actually going to break that news to you, because I happened to look at IMDb, because I wanted to see who played her cousin. I think her name was Becky, Rebecca.
What is she from? She's so familiar.
That's why. I was looking her up. She wasn't anything that I like recognized as something that I have really watched and would have known her from, but I go on IMDb. And I just see there's 12 episodes this season instead of the normal 10. So I was pretty happy about that. We got a few more episodes.
So two extra episodes for us two dudes.
It's one for each of us.
Yeah. I'll watch one. You watch the other. Oh, I get the last one.
Dibs.
I called it. I touched my nose and everything.
Dibs. Well, anyway, the point of this episode, or the plot, or the story, if you will, is Hannah's grandmother has pneumonia, and she's 93, so having pneumonia is no joke at 93, and she gets called to come home ASAP because they, for all intents and purposes, grandma's probably on her deathbed.
Mm. They should have called this episode Flow Job.
Yes, so who we affectionately, as Hannah affectionately refers to her grandmother, Flow Job, which...
Yeah, old Flow Job.
But we meet Hannah's grandma. Hannah's grandmother is the bomb, by the way.
Yeah, Hannah's grandmother's great. You know, she's it really touches me in a kind of way. It just, you know, makes me miss my grandma.
Oh.
And, you know, I don't have any grandparents left. I lost a lot of them when I was really young, and I just had my one grandma, mother's mother. Throughout my whole life, she was like, you know, just a really close part of my family. I lost her about 3.5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Fall 2010. Yeah, it's, you know, it was tough. It was like the only It was really like the only like family, like, I mean, I lost a lot of people in my family, but that was like the only like funeral and everything that I went to, and just had to be there and just kind of hold it up for everybody. And I quit cigarettes the day of her funeral.
Oh, wow.
I did it for grandma.
There you go.
Quit cigarettes, you know? Well, so love my grandma, miss my grandma. But yeah, she reminded me of her just, you know, a little bit. Yeah. So
feisty old lady with her wits about her. But then,
yeah, with her wits.
We meet some of the family now. We meet, Hannah's mother's two sisters, I guess Hannah's two aunts would be the easier way to say that, and Hannah's cousin, mm-hmm. Rebecca, who is studying to be in med school and apparently is a frigid little bitch.
Whoa. Just because she is studying really hard to become a doctor, there's a lot of work involved, but my friend. Her rapport so with that Hannah, automatically makes her a frigid bitch?
Her rapport with Hannah is like, I have no time to talk to you at all, fuck off. That's the dynamic we get between them.
Yeah, but it was very weird because it's like, I don't have time to talk to you. Fuck off. I don't like you. I'm going to be condescending at every turn. But hey, come out, have a drink with me. And I don't even drink.
Yeah.
And she don't even drink on weeknights, she says.
Yeah. So she's a confusing character. And as we have them go back and forth, we see that there's some kind of strange familial rivalry between them in some weird way. And Hannah decides to throw upon her, you don't have a sense of humor. And I think grandma also says you don't have a sense of humor. And she turns around and says, yeah, well, grandma says you were loose. And
I laugh my ass off because I look back on this whole, every episode of Girls. I'm like, yeah, she's pretty loose.
Right. But when Hannah first gets there, she's talking to her mother. Mother says, I want you to tell grandma that you're going to be marrying Adam just because she's going to die soon. And she wants her to think that you're getting married as a happy thought before she dies. So she runs the idea by Adam, but not looking for it necessarily for his approval, just to tell him. But then it kind of spurs a conversation that's a little bit confusing and annoying. And
that she wants no part of, obviously, because she, you know, explains that and hangs with the phone.
Right.
So,
and I love how
you don't
Adam
really ever want to be in that position. What?
I love how Adam, part of his character now is that whenever he has some kind of deep emotional response to something, it comes out in just like a loud grunt. Like, he hangs up the phone with Hannah and just goes, rawr, yeah. Rawr.
Anthrothal animal man.
Just like the episode where her boss, or the guy who was paying her to do her book, died. And every time she did something that was very anti-emotional, he would just go, rawr.
Rawr.
Rawr. Anyway, so.
So, yeah.
I hate when girls do that, by the way. When a girl, like, drops some, like, awful shit in your lap and then it's just like, I don't feel like talking now. And then they, like, hang up the phone. Like,
oh,
they make you
God.
Wait until, like, they feel like talking about it again, and it's just...
Do you ever have that? Have you ever... I'm sure I've talked about this on the show before, but that whole friggin'... Oh, that's right, I forgot. We can curse on the show. That whole fucking thing where it's like, okay, if I have a problem with my girlfriend, if she did something to upset me or to anger me, where I feel like, you know, that was kind of fucked up, we should probably talk about this, because whatever that was is not flying by me. So I call her up and I say, "Hey, you know, we got an issue here. You know, we gotta talk this out." Oh, no! I can't talk right now. I don't want to talk right now. I'm not in the mood to talk or whatever. Like, oh, how dare you call? I've actually literally heard this. Like, you know that I'm doing this, that, and the other thing right now. How dare you call me?
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
How dare you disturb me? You know. And then if I do something, which, you know, the littlest thing, maybe. And no matter what I'm doing, I could be at work, and it's, no, we got to talk about this right now.
Yeah.
We got to do this right now.
Double standard.
Double standard. Everything is stop and go on your time. I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but I'm just saying you never have that kind of business, which is rather unfortunate. But here we are in this position where it's like they find themselves in a conversation they didn't want to be in because of the nature of what's happening with the grandmother.
Right. And I don't want to harp on this too much because it ended up not really being part of the episode and it was kind of a non-event in general.
Right. But I would ask you now, if you were in Adam's shoes, or even if you were in Hannah's shoes, because there's no gender here, you could be the one that's losing the grandmother, and one of your parents can ask you for the same favor. Would you do that?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, what does it hurt? You know what I mean?
Right. You know, it depends on my relationship with my grandmother. If I think my grandmother is like that type of person that's going to be ecstatic that I'm getting married, and it would just cheer her up tenfold before she dies. But if she's, you know, if she's a woman that's got her wits about her and just like a normal person, and I've had a good rapport with her my whole life that doesn't need that kind of false bullshit, then like, no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, why would you even,
right,
you know?
Right, right. But anyway.
Like, someone should just be, you know, yeah, it's some old school people that need to hear that kind of thing. But then, like, you know, most people just like, you know, just to know that you're happy and you're doing good things. You know,
right,
you don't
right.
need to
right.
say that you're getting married.
So anyway, she's visiting the family. And then we see her mother and two aunts. They bicker like little fucking biddies.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah.
Oh, grandma this. Well, I should get the ring. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I should get grandma engaged ring. Let's come in. And
no, can I say something?
Right.
Who is the aunt, the mother of the doctor girl with the one with the cousin? Like, there's the one who's kind of like really, really homely looking and with the long hair and she
right.
has
the
no
one,
kids.
The one that wasn't homely was the mother. Yeah.
Right, and so like, and then like the other one, she was kind of like, you know, had her little like business suit situation
right,
on.
Right, yeah,
and I mean, you know, she's an older lady and everything, but I don't know, there's something about she had these eyes, man. I was like, man, what? I wonder what she looked like when she was like 25.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just feeling it. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah,
I'm crazy.
At this point, I don't remember the aunt's names. Actually, I just remember them arguing like back and forth like crazy, and it was being really aggravating, and the arguments they were getting into were just like really trivial, and none of them really were focusing on the actual problem, which was that their poor mother was about to die.
Yeah, it was just they're bickering over the stuff and everyone's intentions regarding her property and her things, and then especially with the engagement ring. And it's just once again hammering home the point that everybody is an asshole on this fucking show.
Well, then it drives home the idea that, like, part of the reason Hannah is the way Hannah is because of the way that she was, well, I guess her bickering with her sisters. I mean, unfortunately, you would think that might reflect poorly on, like, the mother, i.e. Flo. But Flo just seems like a sweetheart, and the three sisters seems to have, like, created this web of fucking each other up and then, like, and ergo their own children. By the way, while they're having some of this conversation, they're seated at a table distributing out meds to one another. Like, they pump the out like Vicodin. Who wants Vicodin? Okay. Who wants Percocet? Okay. Who wants this? And what does this one do? Okay.
It's funny because now you can kind of get a picture of, you know, that was how, you know, she's, like you said, raised in that environment and kind of got these personality traits and quirks. And then, like, when it all comes down to it in this episode, Hannah did not bother me. She didn't annoy me like she normally does. And she was more or less the voice of reason in a lot of places
right.
in this show. You know, at the bar, let's talk about the bar scene.
Okay.
You know, she brings her out to the bar, the cousin, who, you know, she says she doesn't drink on weeknights and blah, blah, blah. And she's very condescending to Hannah the whole time. And it was like the first time in a long time that I actually, you know, empathized with Hannah, because she's sitting there and she's just there, you know, just to talk and just be close with her cousin and have a drink. And she's being very disrespectful and very condescending, you know, people like you and blah, 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 and this and that. And Hannah just calls her out on her shit. And we find out stuff about her cousin, that she has a boyfriend that has another girlfriend, but just sees her one night a week. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, like,
right.
This girl, you know, condescending, but then again, she's strange and has no respect for herself to be in a situation like that, I'd imagine. But yeah, like, she was the voice of reason there. She, you know, the mom kind of was talking down on Adam, and she was the voice of reason there.
Well,
and
that happens a little bit later. But
yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. And then, you know, leaving the bar, the cousin is texting her mother back about, you know, the grandmother situation. She's not paying attention to the road.
And Hannah keeps telling her.
Voice of reason, telling her, what are you doing? You know, you're going to be a doctor, but you're fucking texting while you're driving. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Sure enough, they crash into a parked car.
They rear-end a parked car, yep. And they're in the hospital. Rebecca's mother goes right to her aide and says, what did she do to you? And Hannah's like, she was fucking driving. I didn't do anything. And here's one of my favorite parts, too. During when the three sisters are now arguing again, I forget which sister says to which sister, but she says, your husband has a steel plate in his head, and everybody can tell. They had some great like two of the sisters are bickering, and then they look at the third one and say, "Well, you're not Switzerland. Make up your mind here." And just there was a lot of like witty banter between them. But then who comes in? Knight in shining armor, Adam. Boom.
Yeah. Adam grab homeboy's bike, rushed up there. Bingo.
Where is this supposed to be? By the way,
I think it's upstate New York.
I thought it was like not, like somewhere else. Anyway.
Well, she was able just to get on a train.
Right.
From, because at the end of the episode, I hate to jump around, but she was coming out of Grand Central Station. Yeah. Yeah, in Midtown Manhattan. So, right.
Right. So, yeah, Adam shows up. He says, what did he say? Like, don't send me text messages, just like car accident. Like, and then he kisses her and he's all happy to see her and she introduces him. And then he goes into a room that didn't look like a bathroom to pee.
There's places to pee in hospitals and all the nooks and crannies. Well, let me tell you,
there's always places to pee.
I mean, when you're a guy,
if you're a man, the world is your toilet. But
two dudes watching girls, see?
Yeah. But Hannah brings him in to see Grandma, and Grandma says, "I'm not really up to meeting strangers right now." And Adam jumps in and says, "Well, we're getting married." And
Adam takes the initiative and. You know, does the he steps up?
Right.
He does something that he, you know, that would please his. Not that necessarily that Hannah wanted it, but he maybe at that moment he felt like it was the right thing for this lady, you know, possibly on her deathbed, and
right.
And there it is.
And she just tells Hannah a word of advice: one day you're gonna wake up and you're gonna hate him with every fiber of your being, and you're gonna want him to die the most violent and awful death you could think of. It'll pass.
Yeah.
And Adam, you know, makes sure everything's square, bids her adieu, says he'll see her soon, and shoots back to the city. And Hannah's mother pulls her aside and basically just says something like, "Yeah, he's great for now, but, you know, get rid of him."
Yeah, he's the kind of guy, he bounces around from thing to thing, and he's an odd man, and it's hard to... stay in a relationship with an odd man. I'm just like, I didn't.
Right, right.
I didn't get the whole business, man. It was. I don't know. Like, she hasn't really. Have we ever seen her interact with Adam in the entire series?
Yes. At her birthday, earlier this season, right?
Okay.
But now, you know, that wasn't like a real interaction. I'm not. I couldn't tell based on that if they're supposed to be like a between the lines where they have met before. But yeah, she's just. Basically belittles him to Hannah, and Hannah just says, "The fuck's your problem? He was really nice to you. He came all the way. Like, he's doing everything right, and you're just being a bitch."
Adam, it's funny. We haven't seen Adam do anything that offbeat or strange to Hannah since the first season. Since that beginning, like getting to know him and the character, he's been doing everything right. You know,
But again, as we have praised him for, you know, the writing and the character many times on the show, that whole first season is. We get that swerve where he's kind of made to look like somewhat of an antagonist. And then by the end of the first season, you realize she's the antagonist this whole time.
Yeah.
And he was this consistent entity to her.
Absolutely. I love Adam. Yeah. I love him so much. I want to see him in other things. You know what I heard? Yeah, we talked about it last week, right? That he's going to be a villain in the new Star Wars movie?
I think that was 2 weeks ago, actually. We mentioned that.
We did?
Yeah.
Let's mention it again. God damn. That's amazing.
Adam's going to be... It'd be great if he just was Adam. Like, he's just Darth Adam. And, like...
Darth Adam? I don't know. You think the Sith will be gone by that point? You know, it's kind of in the future.
There will always be a Sith. Always an apprentice and a master. No more, no less. Anyway.
So, you know, overall, this episode, I mean, we'll looking at this whole family as a whole and Hannah actually kind of not being that selfish. And
Hannah's like the best one out of all of them, which is kind of strange in context. But what happens? Oh, yeah. So Grandma.
Keep it going.
Grandma's pneumonia is gone. She feels great the next day. She's got an appetite.
Full recovery.
Did you know what was coming?
I had to know. You know, with the whole marriage thing, I'm just like, she's not going to die, and now they're going to be in an awkward situation.
You know, I had an idea. This is I had since the like pretty much the beginning to middle of the episode, I was expecting the plot to go this way. So, Grandma Display is what we call in the wrestling world fighting spirit.
Fighting spirit.
So, she's fine. She's got an appetite. She requests, you know, she has a cheese sandwich, another cheese sandwich. Has a moment with Hannah. She could tell that Hannah's troubled with something. But Hannah doesn't open that door. She just spends time with her grandma. She's holding her grandmother's hand and asks her grandmother what her secret is to having such soft hands. And what does Flo say?
Hand lotion.
Beautiful. Beautiful moment.
Perfect. Perfection.
So they show some shots of Grand Central. And we see Hannah walking up the avenue. And her phone rings. And it's Rebecca. And I'm afraid she's got some bad news.
Oh, man, you had to say it like that.
Yep, Grandma spontaneously had a heart attack and is now dead. And Hannah, please come back immediately.
Hannah, come back.
Ba-da-da-da-da. So, yeah.
So, and that's our ending. And that's how we end the episode.
And I thought, and this was my favorite episode of the season.
This was your favorite episode.
Absolutely.
Why do you what do you enjoy this episode?
First,
what about this episode that does a few that puts it over the top?
I thought it showed. I mean, obviously Adam was in a positive light as always. It actually put Hannah in a very positive light.
For once,
yeah. And I thought her rapport with the grandmother and the grandmother's wit was charming. I really liked it. And I even though they make us pretty much hate the two aunts and the mother. Like the three sisters, their back and forths are also just like I found myself like laughing out loud,
very entertained,
multiple times in this episode, more so than any other one. Yeah,
and I think my hardest laugh was when Adam, he's standing there witnessing the three sisters bickering and fighting over everything, and yes. Anna's mom turns to him and says, "I'm sorry you had to see that." And he goes, "Hey, no big deal. It's like enchilada night at my house or my parents."
Yeah, yeah. I was legitimately laughing loudly at all of these remarks.
Hey, no big deal. Yeah.
So, yeah. So where do you think this places us now, different than before?
I don't know. Hannah is getting better. She is. This is 2 weeks in a row where she didn't drive me insane. Where right. I didn't hate her guts.
Again, you compare her, how she started to how she is now, and how she started, you could almost see how she would fit into this picture, this family portrait, so to speak. And now that she has opened up her heart and let the Adam in, so to speak, she's now a different person and is on a different path and has got a little bit brighter personality than the lot of them.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree, and it's hard now to, because when you first watch the show, you get connected to Hannah saying, all right, this is the main character, this is who I'm supposed to be rooting for, but as it goes on and on and on, you just see all of the shitty things she does, and shitty fucking attitude and everything like that, but now you get to a point, when do you get to the point where you see the improvement and you say that you want good things to happen for her now, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's hard. I feel like, I still feel like something big has to happen.
I'm sure.
Like a real big shine the light, you know, a real big revelation for her to kind of, and you know what's funny? I was listening to Jay Moore's podcast. Love it. You got to have more stories. Everyone has to listen to him. He's amazing. So I was listening to his podcast, which I often do, and he had Judd Apatow on, who is the executive producer of the show. And he was talking about one of his other movies and people not understanding, you know, his characters, understanding something. And then he related it to girls, saying that, you know, with Lena's show, a lot of people don't get it. And the first thing that pops off into my head is I was thinking about our good friend, what was his name? Castillo, Sergio Castillo?
Yes, yes.
Our friend, our buddy that we saw his little play, and we had a very in-depth episode interviewing him and breaking down all his theories on why he hates the show so much and absolutely despises the show and Lena Dunham. So it almost was like kind of like he was speaking to people like that, because he was saying that people don't get it, where it's like people complain that things annoy you or the people are selfish and everything. Well, like, he's like, that's the point. He's like, and there's nothing that's going on in there that's not on purpose. You know, it's supposed to be showing you the life of a girl who is in that period of her life where she's very selfish and doesn't know anything and, you know, thinks she, you know, knows it all and can do it all, but she hasn't done shit yet. And it's the learning experience. And it's during those selfish times. And, you know, everything there is there for a reason. Like, you know, it's not like we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Right.
So,
well, again, apply that logic to any other show where there's a protagonist who's kind of doing bad things, like Breaking Bad, for example. A guy is
like Seinfeld, like we talked about last week.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, though, like if you really like break down what the people on Seinfeld are doing, they're kind of assholes. But how beloved is that show?
Right.
So it's absolutely unfair. I mean, I hate to keep beating a dead horse, but it's absolutely unfair for someone like that to say, well, the show should be conscious of what they're putting out there and they should be responsible for, you know, sending the right message. No, this show is about bad shit. Breaking Bad, you know, you see that getting, like you said, getting panned because he's a fucking drug dealer and I'm sure he murders on the show, you know, murderer or whatever. No, people love that fucking show.
You should watch that show.
I probably. Eventually. Maybe. I don't know.
All right, well.
Wait. When girls is over, I mean, I got this whole Walking Dead thing, and I got Game of Thrones, and then there's wrestling that deeply consumes my life. So,
well, we got three more episodes of season three of Girls. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Three more episodes of Adam.
Just call the show Adam.
So yeah, but this was a Hannah-centric episode. We just had a Hannah development, and as we saw. Previewing next week, we go back into we get a Jessa situation and a Marnie situation, and let's you know.
Well, we just had a pretty heavy Hannah. It was all Hannah, so now touching on some of the other girls is actually probably necessary.
All right, I want to ask you though.
Okay.
In regards of the story, in regards of the main angle, or even just in regards of Hannah and Adam, what would you like to see coming in these next three episodes?
I don't know at this point. I mean, in terms of, like, plot line, I really couldn't tell you. It's kind of up in the air right now. In terms of what I just would like to see, I'd like to see them showing, like, Adam performing on Broadway. Like, I'd be entertained by seeing that. I'd like to see where this story with Marnie's going. I'm really curious to see more of Ray. Like, I don't want to just forget about Ray now that he sort of broke up with Marnie.
That's my number one thing, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah, Ray.
Ray.
I
want to see the Ray story a little bit. I want to see what he does coming out of this Marnie situation.
Right, because last season was a very Ray-heavy season. Like, we actually got to know Ray a lot more than the previous season, and then we totally throttled back this season. Like, it seemed like he was on the right track, that we were going to see more of him again, and then it just lightened up, and he was gone.
Yeah, Ray's a great character. He's an interesting character. And I probably am most like Ray of anybody on the show. I sympathize with Ray. I feel for Ray. I feel like, I share a lot of his, how he feels, how he would conduct business is how I would conduct business. Except, whereas I understand his feelings in the Marnie situation, that, you know, he wants somebody. You know, and it's obviously not going to happen with her, so he doesn't want to waste his time. I might just overlook that just for a little bit to have more relations with Marnie.
That, and you're not a Jew.
No, I'm not a Jew. You are, though.
I am.
You are slightly Jew. You're Jew-ish, if you will.
All right, well, let's thank everybody for listening.
You know what? Hey, where do you guys, what do you guys want to see towards the end of the season, in the next three episodes? Again, you could tweet us at M2J and at Denny Lugs and let us know. We want to hear some stuff.
Plus, if you tweet us, you have the chance to win earbuds. Who doesn't want earbuds in this?
Smartphone. You can listen to the show
in this
on your way to work.
Savvy day and age we live in.
Listen to your show on the way to work, at work, while you're supposed to be working, or just stay home. Listen to the show and earbuds and watch Girls and listen.
And then listen to two dudes watch Girls!